counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hello, this is James McHugh, Viola Tango.
Hey, this is Joseph Yarmish from the band Dune.
Hey, it's Dana Snell from the Bicycles.
This is Rishi Deer from Elephantstone.
Hello, everybody. This is Alexander Ortiz. I play in We Are Wolves.
Hey, this is Luke from Born Ruffian.
Hey, this is Matthias Kong from The Burning Hell.
Hi, this is Jay Slasek from the Besnard Lakes, and you're listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
It is the Earshot 20. Welcome and thanks for tuning in. I am Anthony Enman, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland, and we are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation as we do every week. These charts come from earshot-online.com, and they are for the week ending Tuesday, June 4th, 2013. I almost said 2010.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like I'm living in the past today.
Very.
Very much in the past, before the show even existed. And Brian's going to tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
Well, if you go to the website, you can find Earshot, which is the National Campus and Community Radio Report published every Tuesday evening at earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50 from which we're about to play selections from the top 20 albums over the next 2 hours of the program. As well, you can also find regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week. This week, 31 stations submitting to the national charts. Other published charts include weekly genre reports, which include electronic charts, hip-hop charts, international charts, jazz charts, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. And you can also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more. For instance, there's some reviews on there from artists that you're going to hear on the program, such as the Besnard Lakes and the Abramson Singers. So go check that out.
Awesome. And if you want to reach us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. We also have Facebook, facebook.com/earshot20. And we are on Twitter @earshot20 is our handle. They are great ways to get in contact with contact. Oh, man, that word.
Every once in a while.
I feel like I'm going to say Kong-tact. You know, the dog toys, Kongs. I don't know.
Oh, I thought that was like when you're contacting King Kong.
E for effort on that one. So if you want to reach us, those are all great ways to do it. And if you're an emerging Canadian band or artist, we'd like to hear from you as well and feature you on this program. So please don't hesitate. Send us an email, get to us on Facebook or Twitter. And pretty good show lined up today. We've got some movement on the charts.
Lots
a new number one again this week. That's
yeah,
big.
Number one this week in the top 50, also sitting number one in the electronic charts. There's your hint there.
Ooh.
A little bit of tidbit there. Lots of movement in the bottom. We have some albums re-entering the charts that we have heard in the past, and at least two or three new albums as well, which is always nice to see. Some long-staying folks falling off the charts in the last week or so were Soons, who were number one for a long time.
They held the spot for a while.
And I'm going to predict that pretty easy prediction to make that we'll probably hear from them at the end of the year in the top 20 of the year. I'm willing to bet they're definitely up there for quite a long time.
I'd put some money on that.
Also falling off recently was The Burning Hell. They're at number 25 this week, just below the charts. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Michael Cronin, big drop from 17 to 43. He was in the top 20 for at least 3 weeks there. So
very good.
Yeah, lots of movement.
We also will be talking with Maylee Todd coming up this hour of the program. You'll hear your Entertainment 411, courtesy of Stephen Carlick from Exclaim, senior editor. Thanks to him for calling in every week. And in the next hour of the program, we're going to be talking with our number one of the band members. And here's another hint. His name is Bear. That's all you're getting. Electronic and Bear. An electronic bear.
All right, so we're going to jump into the tunes here.
You're not going to give me anything.
No, you're awful.
Okay.
At number 20, this one falling from number 7, it is the latest album from Savages called Silence Yourself. You're going to hear a track called Cities Full. Following that, She and Him, volume number 3, rising one spot from number 20 to number 19. You're going to hear a track called Hold Me, Throw Me, Kiss Me. After that, you're going to hear from Charles Bradley back into our top 20. After falling off into number 24 last week, he's sitting at number 18. You'll hear a track from his latest record, Victim of Love. We'll let you know what it was when we return.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20. Your Shot 20. Number 19.
Hold me, hold me, never let me go until you told me what I want to know, and then just hold me, make me tell you I'm in love with you. Don't be fooled, thinking this is the last you'll find. But they never stood in the dark with you, love. When you take me in your arms and drive me slowly out of my mind, kiss me, kiss me. And when you do, I know that you will miss me, miss me. If we ever say I do, so kiss me, kiss me. Make me tell you I'm in love with you. They told me, be sensible with your new love. Don't be fooled, thinking this is the last you'll find. But they never stood in the dark with you, love. When you take me in your arms and drive me slowly out of my mind, kiss me, kiss me. And when you do, I know that you will miss me, miss me. If we ever say I do, so kiss me, kiss me. Make me tell you I'm in love with you. Make me tell you I'm.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 18.
Where do we go from here? Gotta make that change. We gotta all make the change. My brothers, my sisters, it's time to make this world a brighter place for the generations to come can find love and peace, what we left them. So I wanna tell you over and over again, brothers, sisters, listen to me from the heart. come on.
It's Earshot 20.
And Anthony had my sheet upside down.
Aww.
I tried to pass it off, but it would have been too long of a silence. It would have been weird. That was Where Do We Go From Here by Charles Bradley from the album Victim of Love, sitting at number 18, up from 24. Up one spot to number 19 this week is She and Him. And from the album Volume 3, you heard Hold Me, Throw Me, Kiss Me. And starting off that set was Cities Full by Savages at number 20, down from 7, from the album Silence Yourself.
This is Canada's national countdown show, The Earshot 20. We're counting down from the charts that are available at earshot-online.com. Go check them out. Cool charts. I'm Anthony Edmond, Brian Cleveland in studio with me, and we're going to keep the countdown rolling now as we head into number 17. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up.
All right, you're going to hear from DL Incognito, a track called The Chase. From the new record, Someday is Less Than a Second Away, that's at number 17, up from 26.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 17.
If one and one is two, if one and one is two.
Couldn't pass, now please let the past be the past. Why are we discussing all that? Don't know why I keep chasing like that. There's something about her ass so fat. It's like crack, we don't know how to act or react. When I saw her and she had it like that, I was trapped like a house of pancakes fully stacked. I don't wanna hurt you, my bad. I'm sad that you said, yeah, I know you got class. It happened, but happened so fast. Poor excuse, please excuse, I just had way too much vodka in my glass, spent cash. The bartender didn't hold back, gave me yak on a house. Said I spent a crazy amount, used my credit card to buy the next round. Black hair, eyes brown, add another ounce. Asked her to bounce, she was down. I guess in my sorrows I will drown, drinking Crown. Soul music playing in the background. Not proud of what I did, it's a sin that I sinned. Hopefully it won't happen again, then again. Seems it's the evil that men do. No way was this meant to disrespect. Like one won't do, and two won't do. Believe me when I tell you that I'm through. My heart only got room for you. My peripherals catch the whole view. From a distance I admire, will control my desires. The fire inside that can lead to sticky situations I was in too. It's me and you.
With Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 16.
Yeah!
It's the Earshot 20.
From the album Ego Orientation, that was I Feel Like I'm Alive by UPT. They're re-entering the top 50 at number 16 and the first time on the program. Pretty cool record. Check it out. At number 17 from 26, DL Incognito, Someday is Less Than a Second Away, and the track The Chase.
Taking a break from the charts now to chat with Maylee Todd, who this year put out her second release, Escapeology. Maylee joins us on the phone. Welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hi. Hello.
So the album carries a unique name, Escapeology. What's the story behind it?
Well, the name itself I got from my grandfather. He was known as the great Toddini. He was an escape artist, and he was the holder of the world's Escapeology trophy. So I just thought Escapeology would be a very fitting name for the album for that reason, and also in terms of like writing the album and the overall theme of the album. It's a pretty personal album, like I feel most albums are, and the songs and stuff were a bunch of I'd say like a series of events that really informed my personal development, and I kind of looked at the songs sort of like a diary that at this point I feel I don't have so much attachment to it. So sort of a weird way of looking at it, but I wrote a lot of the songs and sort of, if you will, escaped from them, took a break from them, and then went back and revisited them and put them into like proper form.
So that's sort of the theme or story that kind of runs throughout the tracks on the album is a bit of an escape.
Yeah. So not to be confused with escapism as in writing the songs to escape from reality, but writing the songs, being very attached to them, and then taking a break, and then heading back. A very different way of approaching it altogether, but that's just kind of how it played out.
And is there something that you want listeners to take from this, a kind of a message or story that you want listeners to take from all the tracks on this album?
Yeah, I would say one track in particular, Successive Mutations, would be a song that I hope would be a very inspiring tune. I kind of wrote the end bit based off of a lot of works that Alejandro Jodorowsky did, who is a director and an actor and a writer. Yeah, there was a lot of stuff sort of inspired by him. And the end section, or like the B section, I guess, or like the middle section, was sort of an ode to the Warriors Reminder, which is something that Erykah Badu did a long time ago. And in high school, I remember I wrote it all out and I like pasted it to my wall, and I was like, oh, it's so cool and empowering. So, yeah, that's kind of my ode to Badu-ism right there.
Very cool. And this is your second release. Do you see an evolution in your sound, or is there some consistency that you're trying to keep with your music?
A little bit of column A and B. I mean, dynamically, just like the first album, it's kind of all over the place, meaning I think like genre jumping. And in terms of like growing and consistency, I'd say there's a bit more consistency maybe in this album, where it's more in the vein of soul and funk and boogie, as opposed to like the other album had a little bit more like acoustic feel. Yeah, acoustic vibes to it.
And you've got some live dates coming up in June. Do you have a favorite place that when you're on tour you say, I need to go there?
Oh, cool. Let me really think about that. I don't know. I think each place is very different and very unique. And yeah, there's something fascinating about all sorts of different venues and different spaces and different types of people. So I don't actually have any favorites. I feel also like maybe I need more experience to be on the road like throughout the whole year to maybe hone down on some of those places, and you know,
right.
But as of right now, I feel really open to, I feel like I haven't like I've been touring for like maybe 6-7 years, but I feel like it hasn't been super consistent, and all those experiences have been very different in terms of touring with different projects and like budget. Like, do we have a cool van that has 12 bunk beds with a lounge, mirrored lounge in the back, or am I like in a sweaty van with like 6 dudes? So it's all very unique, and there's pros and cons to all of it, for sure. Maybe in the future I'll have a better a better answer for you.
And have you thought about what's next for you after things calm down from this release?
I'll probably start recording. I've already started demoing and writing a lot of stuff for a next record or another project even. And I'll probably start recording that with maybe potentially some like live elements. Right now everything is all like Tenori on bass, so, which is like a little controller that all the sounds are within that console and are being like MIDI mapped out to rack mount gear. But I'd be interested in hearing some of those arrangements with like live strings as opposed to like MIDI strings or synth strings, you know.
Yeah. Very cool. All right, Maylee, appreciate you chatting with us.
Great, thank you.
And in an Earshot Extra spot this week, here is Maylee Todd on the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra. The way they sting, I hurt you, I know it ain't right. The first kiss we've given is the last, and our beginning is our past. I know we did each other wrong, so we'll stay, but my love for you, and no, I'll stay. We got, see, it's most unsure. It hurts me, I know I'm not blind. And when I think I'm in your view, the esteem I hold was to buy you. It irks me, I can't seem to pass it by. The first kiss we've given is the last, and our beginning is our past. I know we did each other wrong, so we'll stay. Tell me, 'cause boy, I am strong. We sit and share and contemplate. Let's change it now. No, it's much too late. It hurts me. I know I can't lie. The last, and our beginning is our past. I know we did each other wrong, so we'll stay. But my love's for you, and no, I'll stay.
On air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 15. We'll be right back. Earshot 20. Number 14.
You love me. The evil eye focuses above me. It's fun to be your enemy. It's fun to hunt you down. And now I've got you cornered on the sinner side of town. I want to help you out, kid. If you want to help me, there's something you just did that ties you right up to me. That's why I want to save you. That's why I want to save you. Shards of light are landing. Don't stop, I said don't stop. It will kill me if you stop. We grab the ladder of the fire escape and we run up to the top. And we, I want to touch you, kid. If you want to touch me, there's something that you want seen. There's nothing that I can't see. That's why
the Earshot 20.
And from Arts and Crafts 2003 to 2013, you heard a track by Stars from the album Roller Skate, and that is moving into our charts at number 14, all the way up from 36. Before that, at number 15, down from 10, was Phoenix from the album Bankrupt. You heard Don't.
And a big thanks to Maylee Todd for chatting with us, and she's having some pretty good success with her CD, her album that she's released, Escapeology. So thanks very much to her. And from her album, you heard a song called First and Last, and it was great to chat with her. More on the way, so keep listening here. If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmond, Brian Cleveland in studio, and now it is time for your entertainment fix.
It's the Earshot 20, Entertainment 411.
Stephen Carlick from Exclaim here with the latest music news, albums, and tracks. This week, Tuneyards, a.k.a. Meryl Garbus, has revealed plans for her third album to be titled Cinco. The album was reportedly inspired by Garbus' recent experiences in Haiti. She writes, quote, "Right now it's called Cinco, but who knows if that will remain. It came from my obsession with the word syncopation, which is a miserable cinco of a word. The word assumes that you're situated in a Western musical tradition." Striving to situate herself in a non-Western musical tradition, Garbus took a trip to Haiti where she experienced the rah-rah festival of dance, as well as partaking in folkloric and contemporary dance lessons. There's no date yet for the album, but we've got our ears to the ground on this one. Calgary's X-Fest has announced their 2013 lineup, with Weezer, Blink-182, The Weaker Thans, and Death From Above 1979 to headline. The X-Fest will go down August 31st to September 1st, and will be held at Fort Calgary. It will also feature performances by Passion Pit, The Weaker Thans, Mother Mother, Dan Mangan, The Sheepdogs, Cold War Kids, Yukon Blonde, Fantagram, and more. The event will also include the winner of X92.9 FM's Exposure Fan Pick Contest, though the victor has yet to be determined. In other festival news, North by Northeast has announced that Sloan will celebrate 21 years of Murder Records with a North by Northeast show. The show will go down at Toronto's Great Hall on June 14th and will feature other label vets, the Super Friends, Mike O'Neill of the Inbreds, and a DJ set from former local Rabbits member Ben Gunning. before the rest of their set, Sloan will perform their Peppermint EP, their first release on Murder Records, in its entirety at the show. In other North by Northeast news, Big Boy was forced to postpone his tour, including his stop at the festival, after injuring his knee. He revealed earlier this week that he injured himself, but it was Killer Mike who tweeted, quote, "Guys, Big Boy hurt his knee. Surgery today and 6 weeks rest. Shows will be moved to September, I'm told." North by Northeast has replaced the veteran rapper with Ludacris, who will now perform on Sunday evening at 9 p.m. at Yonge and Dundas Square. Bon Iver's Justin Vernon has re-teamed with Volcano Choir for a new album. The new release will be called Repave and will be their first album since 2009's Unmap. Repave will be available on September 3rd via Jag Jaguar, and a trailer for the album is available now on YouTube. The band will stop in Toronto on September 8th at the Phoenix. In album releases this week, we have the new Queens of the Stone Age album, Like Clockwork. Queens of the Stone Age fans waited a long time for the record, and while Like Clockwork is certainly worth the wait, it's not the album that they were expecting. The Queens thrive at writing anxiety-fueled rockers whose stop-start rhythms create the sense that things could fall apart at any moment, but those sort of songs are largely absent here. The band has found a comfortable groove that finally lives up to the stoner rock tag singer-guitarist Josh Homme's been trying to shake since his Caius days. So while many were hoping of a return to Songs for the Death era lineup and sound, that's not the case here, but this might just be their best record since that Paranoid classic. By Divine Right has returned with Organized Accidents, on which the band sound vibrant and youthful. There isn't a dud on its 11-song track list, and many of the cuts have a psychedelic bent, with Summer of Love melodies and blues rock riffs given a hint of quirkiness thanks to the subtly inventive production. There are enough curveballs here to keep the listeners guessing, including the backmasking that introduces the sprightly piano bounce of Eating the Ghost, and the angular riffs anchoring Tremolodians. For more of the latest music news, albums, and tracks this week, visit exclaim.ca. Our song pick of the week is a remix of Trying to Be Cool off Phoenix's latest album. The remix is by French DJ Breakbot, who introduces a disco bent to the affair. Enjoy it now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
We're both on cool. On Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 13.
Everything, everything, everything is different today. Everything, everything, everything makes a little more sense. I'm gonna hold on to that thought until my flesh begins to rot in the cold, cold, in the cold, cold. Anything, 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 whisper in my ear. Go on, anything, 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 my steady mind is clear. And I would search far and wide to find the correct reply. Ask me anything, 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 anything at all. Everything, everything is different today.
Number 12.
Earshot 20. Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was a track called Margarita by the Abramson Singers. They're at number 11 this week, up from 21, their new record, Late Riser. At number 12, down from 4, was Golden Youth, Beyond Wilderness, in a track called Palm Villas. And you heard the title track from Shotgun Jimmy's latest, Everything Everything, at number 13, up 2 spots from 15.
And just like that, the first 10 are down, and the top 10 are coming up very shortly. It's the Earshot 20. If you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Edmond, Brian Cleveland in studio with you as well, and we are counting down every week the top 20 tracks, or top 20 albums, rather, that are charting across the nation from earshot-online.com, and we broadcast live out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, from 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time every Friday, and then send out across the nation for syndication, and Brian is going to tell you about some of those stations who air this program.
Yeah, you can pretty much hear us across the nation. You might be listening to us in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland on Bay of Islands Radio, UMFM in Winnipeg, Manitoba, or CKUW in Winnipeg, Manitoba, CHLY in Nanaimo, BC, CKDU in Halifax, Nova Scotia, CFBX the X 92.5 in Kamloops, BC, CFUV in Victoria, BC, CHMA in Sackville, New Brunswick, and CHSR in Frederick, New Brunswick, CILU in Thunder Bay, Ontario, CJSF in Burnie, BC, and a few others as well. So thank you to you, wherever you're listening to us, and thank you to the stations for carrying us.
Indeed, and you can also find us online, radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. You can download the program from there. We upload every week, normally on the Monday after the show airs, and you can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. However you want to do it, go ahead. We love that you're listening. Stick around because the top 10's on the way, and an interview with our number one. Bear will be on the line with us in the next hour. Stay tuned.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.